Hey, everybody, welcome to this Hour of America Tonight. So the Republicans had their chance to monopolize the airwaves. Now the Democrats are taking their turn. They've had a few bumps along the way. We'll talk about the God factor coming up a little bit later this hour. But it was a huge moment for Bill Clinton, who was pretty fiery and took a lot of shots at the Republicans, specifically at Romney and his platform and where the country's headed and why Barack Obama should be the president again. Take a listen.
We are here to nominate a president. And I've got one in mind. I want Barack Obama to be the next president of the United States. And I proudly nominate him to be the standard bearer of the Democratic Party. I want to nominate a man who's cool on the outside. But who burns for America on the inside. After last night, I want a man who had the good sense to marry Michelle Obama. We believe that we're all in this together is a far better philosophy than you're on your own. He appointed a vice president who ran against him in 2008. And he trusted that vice president to oversee the successful end of the war in Iraq and the implementation of the Recovery Act. And Joe Biden did a great job with both. President Obama appointed several members of his cabinet, even though they supported Hillary in the primary. Heck, he even appointed Hillary. Senator, I hate to break it to you, but we're going to keep President Obama on the job. In Tampa, the Republican argument against the president re-election was actually pretty simple, pretty snappy. It went something like this. We left him a total mess. He hadn't cleaned it up fast enough, so fire him and put us back in. He inherited a deeply damaged economy. He put a floor under the crash. He began the long, hard road to recovery and laid the foundation for a modern, more well-balanced economy that will produce millions of good new jobs, vibrant new businesses, and lots of new wealth for innovators. No president, not me, not any of my predecessors, no one could have fully repaired all the damage that he found in just 4 years. Are you listening in Michigan and Ohio and across the country? Here's another job score. Obama, 250,000. Romney, zero. Are we where we want to be today? No. Is the president satisfied? Of course not. But are we better off than we were when he took office? Man, listen to this. Listen to this. Their campaign poster said, we are not going to let our campaign be dictated by fact checkers. So then you ask, well, which loopholes and how much? You know what they say? See me about that after the election. What new ideas did we bring to Washington? I always give a one-word answer. Arithmetic.
All right, so that's a little bit of Clinton's speech. He went a full-on hour and talked about a few other things along the way, but are we better off? They're not even really asking the question. We're just saying we are better off. It's the opposite of the Republicans saying, are we better off? And that's the question to all of you. You have to ask yourself that before you actually go and vote, although I think this audience already has its mind made up, no matter if you're right of right or left of left. This is hardcore. You can always throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Did Clinton set up Obama for his big shining moment, setting up his case for 4 more years? Tomas in Michigan, lucky you, you get the first crack. Hello.
Well, it's an honor, Kate. Can you hear me now?
Oh, we got you.
Hey, listen, I'm just thinking, I wonder what type of cigar Clinton is smoking on now. Because, you didn't come up with these clips, but I remember some more numbers that he threw out that were, you know, what you would expect from someone who was doing drugs. First of all, he says that they did take $700 billion from Medicare.
Yeah.
But they didn't cut benefits. And at the same time, they're going to increase the Medicare trust fund. $700 billion, and they didn't do any damage at all. Now, that is, you know, when you're taking LSD, you come up with something crazy like that. But the more incredible number he came up was 3 million jobs are out there, and they're unfilled. Tell me, 8% unemployment, and somebody is hiding 3 million unfilled jobs. That is a miracle right there. I don't know, you know, how you could stand in front of the American people and say something like that.
Well, I agree that a lot of the math didn't add up. He made, you know, Bill Clinton is very good at making people believe a lot of things, and
right.
he is a great speaker, and he is the rock star of the Democratic Party. We all know that. But there were other numbers I picked apart too that were mentioned, and in just quickly checking them as I listened to the whole speech and picked out what you picked out. Okay, so where are these jobs when we're dumping in that many more people into the economy because of, remember, the executive order? So we've got more people that are getting the you know, the jobs permit, almost a million more 18 to 29 year olds, really, and we don't have jobs for them. So if there are that many jobs, where are they why is it? We just had somebody, we had Paul Conway on this show. I think he's brilliant, and he runs a group called Generation Operation, right? I think that's the name of it. And anyway, it's all about youth and the millennials. And he says that absolutely the hardcore number of unemployed in that category, Tomas, is 30%.
Yeah, look, Kate, can you imagine somebody out there looking for a job and then listening to Clinton or maybe hearing it in the news tomorrow, because everybody's going to be using these numbers, and saying, oh, there's 3 million jobs out there? Because I've been looking for them for 6 months, and I haven't found one. I mean, they are going to get crushed on that. And, you know, that's fine. It's going to be a fun time. But I'll tell you what, Kate, I'm just going to vote conservative when it comes to Senate and House, but when it comes to top, I'm not voting for Romney.
Yeah, you know what? You're not the only one that thinks that, Tomas. I met a lot of people in Tampa that were saying the same thing. Hey, speaking of numbers, Tomas will like this. You will, too. Bob Detrick is up with us next. He's got a book, Bulls, Bears, and the Ballot Box. He's going to talk about numbers.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60, only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on power swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, power swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. Dial 800-583-7726. That's 800-583-7726. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try power swabs risk-free. 800-583-7726. That's 800-583-7726.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1692.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1734.41, $867.20 for a half ounce, or $433.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1734.41, $867.20, and $433.60.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Everybody knows by now I'm a numbers chick, and crunching the numbers makes me furious. Bob Detrick joins us now. He is the author of, what a cool name for this book, too, Bulls, Bears, and the Ballot Box. It's the Rule of Threes, How Performance of Our Presidents Has Impacted Your Wallet. Bob, I know you're swamped. Thanks for coming on ATM. We appreciate the time.
My pleasure, Kate. Thanks so much for having us on. I'm sorry for the noise in the background. We're actually in Charlotte at the convention, and as you can imagine, it's an absolute madhouse here, but it's a pleasure to be on your show. Thanks so much for having us on.
All right, so my question is, and you co-authored this, too, with Lou Goldfarb. What did you find? I mean, did you two sit down over lunch and you decided, you know what, let's pick this apart. Let's look at the history of this. Let's look at some of our current info and crunch these numbers and give people a better sense of where we are economically, ranking the performance of presidents and the parties. Let's just go through this whole thing. Is that how it happened?
Not exactly. Actually, I'm in the financial planning profession, have been for about 30 years. Lou is actually a client and friend of mine. He also happens to be a CPA and an attorney. And about 4 years ago, when the market had crashed a second time under George W. Bush, I decided it would be a worthwhile exercise to kind of take a look at why that had happened and how it happened, and to get to the bottom of, you know, what had happened so it wouldn't happen again. And in that analysis, I realized I studied the presidents from Hoover through George W. at that time and early 2008, and realized that the numbers were very much in favor of the Democrats, and yet one would never know that because the Democrats haven't done a very good job of conveying their economic message, and the Republicans do a great job, quite frankly, of overstating their message. And the numbers weren't even close. I thought it would be interesting to look at other economic data points, and we picked 12 economic data points, Kate, and all of the 11 of the 12 when we actually did the analysis, the Democrats won on 11 of the 12 very handily, and we thought this is something American people needed to know.
Yeah, so, wow, interesting, because I guarantee there's people on all sides of this who are hearing you say this right now across America on these airwaves, and they're saying, no way, no way, that can't be right. Is he right about that? And as you say, 11 different points or factors. What were some of those points?
Well, not to bore you with all of them, but they were the average annual compound return in the market, in the stock market, from looking at the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, looking at average unemployment rate, looking at months of recession, looking at the inflation rate, looking at the growth of the domestic product or growth in GDP per capita. We looked at industrial output, and we also, and a number of other factors that really were kind of bread and butter economic issues we felt that most Americans could get their arms around.
Yeah, and when we, and you look at those numbers and you start to see it, and you obviously saw the trend there of the worst of the worst of the bunch. Who was the worst? In other words, the numbers were the ugliest.
The numbers were the ugliest for Herbert Hoover, of course. Keep in mind, under Hoover's watch, we had a huge crash in the market. We lost 89.2% of the market, of the value in the stock market. Most people don't realize this, but we actually wiped out 29 years of gains in the market in less than 3 years.
Oh.
And that's why it took so long to dig out of it. Most people don't realize, I don't think, Kate, that when the market has a drop of that magnitude, it's not a proportionate return to get back to even. For instance, if the market drops 50% in value, it's not 50% to get back to where you started. It's 100% to get back to where you started.
Yeah.
During this last recession, during the end of the Bush administration, when the market dropped 58% from the peak of October 9th to the trough of March 9th of 2009, it's actually 137% to get back to where we started.
Oof.
In the Great Depression, we wiped out 89% of the market in less than 3 years, and that's a whopping 945% just to get back to even. And I think that's what people need to understand. When we get into these big crashes, it's such a deep hole to dig out of.
Yeah, and as you watch this, and for everything that you tracked, I mean, seriously, as you, this is what you do for a living, and you look
yes,
at,
ma'am.
You know, the financial planning, what do you tell people, Bob, about, do you tell them, hey, listen, diversify, be careful out there, put stops on the stocks? I mean, what do we do?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I mean, I've never lived through anything quite like this event that we saw in 2008 in my lifetime. And I was watching this very carefully. We managed about $50 million of money for our clients and our firm Polaris Financial Partners in Columbus, Ohio, with my partner Steve Morgan. And, we were very concerned about what was happening. And kept hearing Hank Paulson, who was the Treasury Secretary at the time, come out like a cuckoo clock, and he would say, don't worry about it, the economy is fundamentally sound, and we'll do whatever it takes to avoid a crisis. Well, what he was trying to do was to kick the can down the field past the election in November of 08, and he didn't quite make it. He made it until mid-September, and then when Lehman Brothers and Merrill Lynch went down, that was the end. And we realized then it was time to run for the highlands, if you will, and we started moving our clients out of the market very aggressively at that time. But you know, as you can imagine, a 58% drop in the market, that's hopefully a once-in-a-lifetime event. It had not happened. Nothing like that had happened since 1929 to 1932.
Yeah, no kidding. And now we look at these other things, too. As you know, Bob, we look at what's going on with the EU, and we look at LIBOR. And what are the repercussions there? Are we going to have to take a little bit of shelter, too, maybe, with the markets because that negative news?
Well, you know, we really do think Europe is certainly taking its time to work out their problems. But we really do think that by the end of this year, sometime middle part of next year, they will have come to some common ground and worked out most of their solutions. So I think that situation is slowly improving. If you take a look at where the euro is today relative to where it was even a couple months ago, it is much higher. It's in the 127 range now. It was as low as 122 at one point. So we think that situation is slowly improving.
Yeah, that's good news then, if it's slowly improving. So you mentioned you're in Charlotte. We have to laugh at that. You're in Charlotte. You're there with the Democrats. As you said, the Democrats don't do a good job of pushing this message of just here's the facts, here's the figures, here's what we found out. So are you rattling their cage and saying, listen, did you read my book? Do you know what's going on? Or why are you not pushing this?
That's exactly what we're doing. We're actually going to be attending the Ohio delegation conference in the morning tomorrow. We're going to be speaking at their breakfast function I've been selling books all week long here in front of the convention center, and I've sold quite a few books, which is exciting. We're really just trying to get the word out, Kate, because we really do believe that Americans need to consider this notion of voting in their specific economic interest. Now, most people don't do that, or a lot of people don't do that. They vote on all these other issues that we're told to believe are important. But at the end of the day, we believe it's important to vote for your IRA, vote for your 401k, vote for your son or daughter's 529 plan, and basically vote in your economic interest. And that's really the foundation of our book.
Yeah. Bob, if somebody listening wants to get a copy and they don't happen to be in Charlotte lining up with the millions to get a copy of it, where can they
get it? Which we hope we'll have it.
Yeah.
We're certainly available on Amazon.com and we're in Barnes & Noble and all those good stores, but please check out our website as well. You can buy the book there, too, and get a signed copy at bullsfairsintheballotbox.com. So, yeah, we'd love to have your listeners take a look at it. We think they find it just a real fascinating read.
All right, Bob Detrick, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate your time. All right, so you heard some of his numbers and what he's saying going back to Hoover. It's interesting the number we keep hearing. Nancy Pelosi addressed the Democratic convention. She had a long speech, and she talked about the number we keep hearing. Under President Obama, we've gone from losing 800,000 jobs a month to adding 4.5 million private sector jobs over the last 29 months. This is a big White House talking point, rather, without a doubt, but it's a very selective, manipulated, twisted number. I call it fuzzy math at its best, not solid arithmetic, because every time I've tried to vet out this number, and I have tried, when you look at it, you're talking about last 29 months from recession through, let's say, July. So you have state and local jobs that have been dumped. Tons have been dumped. And the job losses, they're ignored pretty much. And the reason is the employment picture just hit the crapper, just went out. The economy lost 8.8 million jobs from when employment peaked, which was January 2008, to hitting rock bottom in February 2010. Between then and, I'm going to use July, right, because we just went through August, the most recent month for the numbers, it takes a while to get them out, 4 million jobs have been recovered. Never, never since World War II has the economy been this slow to recover all the jobs lost when we've had any kind of a downturn. So the question really is, are you better off? Who has the better picture of what to do to help create those jobs, to get the millennials off the couch and working? They're more than frustrated. Fuzzy math or solid arithmetic? Which party is the best at that? Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, the God factor and the mess it created for the Democrats.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityC-Energy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged me.
Speaking of a kick in the head, hey everybody, Kate Delaney America tonight. Biggest kick in the head. You gotta love John Sununu. He is the biggest bully in the playground, seriously. And he is the attack dog for Mitt Romney. I love this guy. I had a chance to talk to him into New Hampshire when I was in New Hampshire. And the reason I like him is because when you sit there and you talk to him, it's like he's growling. He's like, you wind him up. And he's perfect. He is perfect to come back with Republican rebuttal, if you will. And what Sununu said about Bill Clinton's speech is that really this speech is going to set up Hillary for a 2016 run. He's certainly not the only one who thinks that. Because if Obama is not going to repeat, if there's not 4 more years of Obama, then that leaves the road clear, certainly for Hillary. I guess either way it does, but it would really be clear for her if there were a Republican, meaning Mitt Romney, to get the White House. And I'll tell you what, I mean, it's really for him to address the Democratic crowd, get that prime time TV time when he's so good at speaking. He's excellent. He's an excellent orator, as they used to say. So he did throw a little Hillary in there. And not a lot. Not as much as I thought. In fact, what's interesting is he talked more about Bush more about W than the Republicans did. I counted the amount of times, and if my count is right, you know, I count on my hands, I counted at least 8 references to W. And his dad, a couple of them, too, as well. But he did mention Hillary. He did talk about Hillary briefly in a couple of different ways, how they work together and they settle their differences and all that sort of stuff. But Sununu, man, this is a guy who had, what, 3 2-year terms as a governor during the 80s, and he knows the Clintons pretty well. And he says, you know, hey, Clinton's a awesome guy politically and pretty clever. So he knows how to get that out there, and this is was a no-lose situation for them, and he's right. If Obama wins, he gets credit for helping, and if Obama loses, Hillary has a shot at 2016. All right, the God factor came into play again, favoring the Republicans versus the Democrats. If you're listening to me, you're saying, well, what is she talking about? And in case you missed it, playing the greatest hits, Let the Skies Part, Democrats had this opportunity to not have controversy bubble up, but instead they let it overflow. A lot of pro-Israel groups and, of course, Republicans seized on it. They were smart to do that. If I was a strategist for the Republicans, I would do the same thing. So as everybody's gathering for this nominating part of the convention, because this was the deal. Remember, Clinton ultimately nominated Barack Obama. They made some changes to their party platform, and what they did was they reinstated a reference to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And that's exactly what happened when they did it. It was crazy. They choreographed it well. So they reinstated the God reference and a declaration that undivided Jerusalem is Israel's capital. Did you hear what I said? I mean, can you imagine? Could this be poker red hot? Undivided Jerusalem is Israel's capital. So there was a lot of booing on the floor in Charlotte, the Los Angeles mayor, and then he went away, as the Los Angeles mayor, Villagrosa, led the delegates in 3 voice votes that seemed pretty divided on whether to restore this language, so not to confuse you, into the platform from a 2008 document. They didn't have that in there before, but instead They skipped the formal ballot so everybody could decide, and they declared the platform amended. So it was like, boom, game over. There's a controversy, so Jerusalem is and will remain the capital of Israel. They agree that Jerusalem is a matter for, you know, is a matter of final status negotiations, and it's an undivided city that's accessible to people of all faiths. But the vote returned the language to the platform that they had taken out. And here is the language. Ready? I feel like a lawyer. I'm giving you the lowdown. So the language was this. This is the platform. This is what they put back in. They didn't take a vote of everyone because it would have been voted down. Guarantee it. That's why they didn't do the vote. So they can't accuse Republicans of trickery. They do their own trickery. And what the actual line is, we need a government that stands up for the hopes, values, and interests of working people and gives everyone willing to work hard the chance to make the most of their God-given potential. So they returned that, the words God-given. Because that was taken out. It was very, very strange that it was taken out. And they decided to put it, back in once there was a backlash. And this was raw meat, certainly, for the Republicans. That if you think of Mitt Romney, he's constantly said that his belief is that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. So now the president is, you know, deciding the same thing. Jerusalem is Israel's capital, but it wasn't until it got very, very hot. So it didn't have to be that way, but it just blew up on them, and the God-given thing blew up on them too, as well. So one controversy down. What do you think will happen next? I mean, I think this is very typical. In the middle of all of the things that we're worried about, this becomes part of the conversation for at least a day. At least a day. I don't get it. I mean, I don't get the whole thing with, it's like the Pledge of Allegiance deal. I don't understand why we can't do the Pledge of Allegiance in schools, why that had to be a court sticky issue in San Francisco, why people challenge some things that I don't care what your beliefs are. How are they offensive? I don't get it. So Obama took God and Jerusalem off the platform, and then he put it back in when it became, they put it back in when it got controversial. So it is a flip-flop. It's a stupid flip-flop, because if you're going to go there, then you just stay there. But they switched, and like I said, that is raw meat. And there wouldn't have been enough. They didn't take a ballot. So there probably wouldn't have been enough people to vote on that. So you had the chairman just declare that the motion passed with two-thirds of those voting, and then that's why there was the booing, because there were lots of nays, and they just decided to push it through is what they did. They should have said, this isn't a democracy anymore. It's a democracy when it's convenient. The key issue, though, is where are you now at this point, and looking up to the run-up 60 days to the November elections, as much as we're focusing on the presidential part of this and whether you get four more years of Obama or it's Romney, it's the Republicans, you can't leave out the legislative part of this. And the Senate is so huge because 33 seats are up. And the Republicans, if they're going to gain any ground there, if they're going to gain the majority, they would need four seats, and there are some very tight races. Missouri's tight with Aiken and Claire McCaskill. Massachusetts is tight with Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown, the Republican, who's well-liked in Massachusetts. That's why it's in parts of Massachusetts, which is amazing when you think of the makeup of some of that district area. But it's in that one's in a dead heat, and the Missouri one is almost in a dead heat. Both of those could go in complete different directions. One, stay Democratic, or switch and become and go to a Republican, which lends itself to changing the makeup of the Senate. They make the laws. That's part of the debate. It's not just 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And it's a big year because the fiscal cliff, I hate that word, whoever coined that, but it's true. We're like Thelma and Louise, only we're now in a crowded car. You're all there with me, and we're flying off the cliff. So when January rolls around, you got tax increases, you got spending cuts to deal with that haven't been dealt with. What happens to the Bush-era tax cuts? What about the other tax breaks that expire right then? What about the automatic cuts in government spending that will also come into play? The combination is a terrible combination, and that's why this has been coined the cliff thing. I mean, we will slide into a recession if something doesn't happen here. And during this election time, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do it. They're going to have to just retroactively try to do it. So that means we have 2 seconds before Christmas and Hanukkah. Time to make some decisions right now or get a bigger Band-Aid. That scares me to death more than I think anything else. It's all going to be anxiety-ridden. Hang with us more on the flip side. Hi. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Say in Brooklyn, forget about it.
All right, so that is Chuck Schumer, senator, longtime senator from New York, proclaiming that Obama has got this one in the bag. What do you think? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you as we go around that final stretch. I'm going to check the snail mail coming up in just a second here. The Democratic Convention with one big night left, and then that's it for the conventions. Got a couple of presidential debates, which are going to be huge when it comes down to people who say they're undecided and ultimately want to vote who they're going to vote for. Those debates could be maybe a deciding factor. Who knows? Because you get to see the two square off. And actually, I think those debates are going to be pretty good. I can't wait to see those debates. What kind of Romney are we going to see? What kind of facts are going to fly out of there? You know, that's when the fact-checking stuff is cool. It's when you sit there with, like, three computers, and the second something leaves one of their lips, that's when you start to check it out and say, ah, okay, I got you in that one. Because, see, here's the thing about numbers. I say I'm a numbers person, and I am, but we all know numbers can be manipulated because there's things that can be left out. There's demographics that can be left out. And it changes it. It changes what that number means. So it goes from a very gray area to this is the number and this is why it is. But really, numbers are gray in some ways. if you manipulate it to mean something else. It's funny because numbers shouldn't be that way. That's the one thing. Think about your math classes when you were a kid. It's this divide this by this and it equals this and there's no getting around that. Or it's, you know, 1 + 2 = 3, period. Or anything else geometrically that you're working on. But the thing is, in politics, numbers, I think, are definitely gray because you can look at a number and conveniently leave things out of the number. For example, I'll give you a number that I think is pretty solid, but it's a little gray because it could be worse. If we go off that cliff that we've been talking about while all this game playing's going on and we only really have a handful of months left in the year, do you believe it? Do you believe we have just a handful of months and then we're into 2013? Do you know what the unemployment rate could be? Let's say February, March, maybe before that, but I'll play it safe. I'll say March. We could be looking at officially, because I think the number's higher, but officially, that's with the gray area, 9% unemployment. That's crazy. 9% unemployment. Really? If you added in, here's the gray area, the correct demographics across the board, people who are underemployed, people who are stringing jobs together just to make it seem like they're making a decent living, and how about the people who just flat out have given up, and the people who can't find jobs for real, the other part of it, so in other words, the people who are 18 to 29 who have just sunken into a couch and they're watching Dr. Oz, or, I don't know, repeats on TV land, because they can't find anything. Doesn't matter, degree, not degree, lots of experience. There are seriously people who can't find jobs. So we keep coming back to the magical question of where are the jobs? Where are the jobs? You know, speaking of not being able to afford, since the Democrats especially, you know, the Republicans, in a way, don't make any apologies for being the party of, I'll call it the party of money. There are plenty of filthy, rich Democrats like George Soros and down the line, lots of Democrats with tons of money, but you have to be act a little, you know, shabbier. Like, you don't want to pull up in your Bentley, even if you have one that's parked in the garage, and so you take the Jetta instead. Maybe that's a little extreme of an example. But I read the story, and I thought it was interesting. A budget hotel room in Charlotte. Do you know what a budget hotel room in Charlotte is going for? Now, we know it's the convention, so of course it's going to be more. But would you be shocked to know $500 a night? $500 a night? Yes. So I guess the people in Charlotte might be making some money, but if the Democrats are the middle-class party, man, they have got to be getting squeezed out of some serious dough, these delegates. The delegate thing is a free deal. I mean, you're working your rear end off for the candidates. That's it. You're a delegate. So they come from all over the place. They have to be feeling squeezed. So they have to be. Think about the amount of nights that you're in a hotel unless you're squeezing in a whole bunch of people. And you only have so many rooms in Charlotte, so they're going to get big bucks for those rooms. When you're in a much bigger city, like a New York or, I don't know, a Chicago, a Philly, whatever, they can still get you, but not quite as much. And what's interesting is you have all these people coming in for the convention, and you have these hotels that are unaffordable to most of the people, where normally it would be. And I looked this up, and it's true. The budget inn, for example, is one of them. It would normally be like $68. Is $525. Man, that is serious gouging. What delegates are, they have to be piling in people. What delegates are bringing that kind of money along with everything else that they have had to pay for and bringing that all in tow? I'm going to say that's much harder to come up with. if you have to come up with a scratch. But even for the Republicans, same thing for them. All right, quickly, a little tiny version of the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Ooh!
Yeah, even Homer is tired. I got you, Homer. He was listening to that Clinton speech, so because it was clocked at over an hour. Got this one from Boris, who says, Kate, I was bored to death with Bill Clinton. I mean, he is a decent speaker, I'll give you that, but he was twisting the facts, let's face it. It's so easy when you're a good speaker to have people eating out of your palm. And boy, people certainly do that with Bill Clinton, so it's not shocking whatsoever. In fact, one thing that I caught about his speech is he mixed in lots of Bill this and Bill that, and I did this and I did that. He did hold up Barack Obama, but I bet if you analyze the speech from the perspective of the ego, he would score off the charts. All right. He did talk about himself a ton. What he was doing was his foundation. He mentioned the foundation a lot. And when he came into office, but that's part of the thing. He's trying to give Obama a leg up by saying, hey, this is what happened when I was in office. I know it's tough. He can do it. I did it. I think that's, besides the ego thing, I think that's part of his deal. All right, this one from Larry, who says, Kate, I've been watching what's going on in Charlotte, and I wasn't so sure. I thought I heard you say the other night that you thought the Democrats were playing a lot of defense, and you didn't understand why they just didn't go completely on the offense. And, you know, I would have to agree with you. I'd have to agree that, yes, of course, you're going to take maybe some slams at the opponent, but the speeches seem to be filled with that. I thought the Democrats didn't kick sand in people's faces. They can do it. They can do it, too. Here's one from Jacko, who I almost thought it said Jack-O-Lantern. It's Halloween's coming up. Jacko says, Kate, there's some sorry things happening in this country. What I'm so sorry for is who cares if you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent or hoping for something better? Really, in the words of Rodney King, God rest his soul, can't we all just get along? Whatever happened to the dinner table where you might be a lifelong Democrat, I might be a Republican, or vice versa, and yet, we can still break bread, and we are happy to hang and share ideas. Well, there's a big distance between compromise and domination. And there hasn't been a lot of compromise coming out of D.C. People are really digging their heels in. And I'm not so sure you can just pin this on the Republicans. That's what the Democrats were trying to do. I'm not so sure about that. We could go back and look at some of those votes and look at some of the problems, and I think we could lay equal blame. How's that?
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.